is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, glory, oh, glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Every day win legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know this voice already. It's Levan Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what it is that you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do do, I'm happy that you do that do with me. It's the first day of December. Hallelujah, right? I want to tell you all this just so that you know. My birthday is the 23rd day of December. It comes around every year. Jesus' birthday is the 25th day of December. That comes around every year. And for all of my military career, I had a rule. I don't work 2 days of the year. That's my birthday and Jesus' birthday, right? That is completely unuseful information for you. But I just wanted to point out that I am always happy when December gets here, not because it's my birthday or because it's Jesus' birthday, but because it means that it's almost the end of the year. I completely loathe the holiday season. I absolutely, completely, thoroughly find displeasure in all of the Christmasing and the caroling and the lighting and the breaking up the house to paint it like we didn't just paint it last January, and the shuffling around of the furniture. And then my mother does this thing where she kind of puts every piece of furniture that she could find outside. I don't know, just, I guess, to advertise it to the thief. Thief, be mindful. Me, Smith, and Weston live in that yard, and sometimes Mr. Ramington. Be guided accordingly, and I have been given a permit to shoot quails in the Bahamas, and from time to time, I periodically am unaware of exactly what a quail looks like, so don't take that as an invitation. Outside of that, completely, utterly, thoroughly, I mean, you have no idea, unimaginably, do not enjoy the Christmas time, right? Like, I just want it all to be over. I want it all to go away. I can't wait till it's International PLP Day. And don't play like you don't know what International PLP Day is. January 10th, all right? They call it Majority Rule Day. I find it offensive that you could actually name a holiday, a discriminatory holiday, to replace discriminatory practices. Like, what do minorities do on Majority Rule Day? Where do the Greeks go? All right? Where do the Tricos and the Lows and the whoever else we deem white, where do they go? Sorry if you are Trico and don't consider yourself white. I don't know. I don't really know where white and Conky Joe stop and start. But what do those people do on Majority Rule Day if it's Majority Rule Day? Technically, only the majority should be able to have a holiday. But for whatever it's worth, Bahamians typically don't care what you call the holiday. As long as you give us a day off and keep the bars open, you good with us. So I have subtitled the day International PLP Day, right? Because you know they do this whole little thing where they go to the graveyard, and I also find great horror in this practice of going to the graveyard. That is something I just haven't wrapped my mind around yet. Like, literally, I am not very big on funerals, not very big on graveyards, not because I'm scared. And say, right, let the dead bury the dead. I don't really know what we would be going in the graveyard to do, but whatever it is, they found great sacrament in doing it. And so they do that on January 10th. I hope to God they actually make it a ceremony in the middle of Rawson Square. I could so much more appreciate and participate in that. That would definitely warm my heart. And we're going to have, I think this is actually going to be the third, is it the second time that we've had majority rule day while the PLP was in charge? Because didn't this happen in 2018, was it? Or when did it happen? When were they booted out of office? The FNM came in 2017, so 2015, I think 15 or 16, this thing came about. This is going to be like the first real run at International PLP Day that we're going to have, where the Progressive Liberal Party is going to be the government. Also, as we approach the 50th anniversary, I'm very excited about that. Can I tell you that I am ecstatic, I mean, overtaken with joy, that on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the Progressive Liberal Party will be the government. Isn't that going to be something? I can't imagine the level of festivity that is about to be, I mean, just consume this island nation. It is going to be jovial. I hope they actually put me on the planning committee. I just want to be in the room watching them in all of their PLP splendor. I mean, just give leave to the greatest money spent. And I want us to also put Mr. Christie in charge of the committee. Yes, we have to put Christie in charge of the 50th Independence Committee. Let's put Christie. It have to be Christie, all right? And I imagine this is going to be something magnificent. I mean, I could see it. It's going to be like a little flotilla to Andres and all sorts of wonderful things. I could just imagine. And I understand that His Royal Highness, Prince Charles, has agreed tentatively to actually visit us on the occasion of the 50th. You know that he was here on the day of the handing over of the independence and the instruments of independence. And so I think this is going to be nostalgic. And I'm happy to see it all. This is complete random nothingness. But I just wanted to get this kind of stuff out of my chest. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about this morning. My phone lines are open. Also in the month of December, I want to focus a bit on the orange economy, because I know during the PLP's ride to victory, there was much talk about the orange economy. And I don't think that anybody that mentions the orange economy does so with any real level of meaningfulness, right? And it is because, not because you could sing, me and you could get into the music industry. Not because you could draw, me and you could be a part of the drawing industry. Not because you make small movies, me and you are going to be a part of the small movie industry. Netflix won't find you, YouTube won't find you, Hulu won't find you. What are the other internet TV channels? None of these people will find you unless there is a deliberate attempt to break you into the market. And when you come from small island nations like this, where there isn't enough people to support the industry itself, we've got to figure out how to kind of hijack the industry, how to kind of crowdfund our small movie makers, how to crowdfund our artists, how to crowdfund our musicians so they can get into the international community. We need to probably, the government of the Bahamas needs to pay maybe DJ Khaled to come down here and find our rappers and break them into the industry. I don't think that, I mean, if you watch the new music video with him and the Jamaicans, I think them Jamaicans for 40 years more talented than us. You could imagine DJ Khaled on the international stage, as much as I'm not a fan of DJ Khaled, shake into some You Whining Gal. That would be delightful. And what would it do for the international music quality and production of Bahamian music? I think these are some of the things that we've got to think about when we talk about things like the orange economy. There are some people that are making good in the economy. Like my guest this morning was supposed to have been DJ Chronic, who is in, I think, Miami, and is doing pretty well and has made pretty much a good run at it in the music industry. But not all of us will be the DJ Chronics. Not all of us will be the Sinjaro Bees. We have very talented people. There are people like the Jamal Rolls whose drawings have found themselves all the way to Buckingham Palace. But not everybody will be Jamal Roll. And it will be because there is no clear avenue. We've got to create clearer pathways toward our injection into what is now known as the orange economy. We've got to figure out how to find the backdoor attainment, how to get our Bahamians associated or into the same room with musical superpowers, TV superpowers. Maybe we need to hire Tyler Perry, bring him down here on a 6-month something and let people work along with him. And maybe he will discover some talent. Maybe we need to bring a Johnny Depp, who actually has a key down here, both he and Tyler Perry, and let them come together and figure out how do we take the people from the place we love and break them into the industry that has gained us such wealth that we can now share that wealth meaningfully with the people of that country, not just in construction, not just in serving drinks, not just in boat rides, because Tyler Perry does live on keys that require massive maintenance. So people have to run boats to them and, you know, make water to them and all sorts of things. But maybe, right, maybe there needs to be some life blown into the lung of the Department of Culture. And if you ask my opinion, right, this is my opinion, the gospel according to Levin, they ought to fire every single human being that works in the Department of Culture today. All right? Here is why. If we're going to be serious about breaking into the orange economy, then I can't understand how people that received a government salary for the last 18 months, some of whom have had government cars and cell phones for the last 18 months, can't tell me what is going to be the plan for national festivals, regattas, and junkanoos. And I get it. We were on lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But let's look at the Ministry of Tourism. As soon as the lockdown was lifted, tourism was up and out of the gate. Let's look at the private people who had the bubble party the other day. As soon as the lockdown was lifted, private people were able to pull off a soca bubble. I then beg the question, what in the name of Jesse James were the people that we pay government salaries to at the Department of Culture doing? Because they must have been sitting on their laurels. That is the only thing I can imagine. If there is a director, I want us to fire him first and then fire all the people that say yes sir, boss to him, because apparently they obviously wasn't doing anything. Nassau largely is the center by which Junkanoo is displayed. Wouldn't it have been a magical idea this year to have pop-up Junkanoos? And so we have a Junkanoo Consumer's Choice Award or Fan Choice Award, and so you link all the people on a digital platform and you put the roots in the east and the valley coming out of the west and the Saxons coming south down Blue Hill Road. And if you are a Saxon, you go to where the Saxons go. If you are a root, you go to where the roots go. And we are able to, on a digital platform, vote for our group, put up the hearts. At the end of the day, whoever gets the most hearts and the most likes. And of course, you send artists out there or a Junkanoo judge out there to actually judge the craft, so that there could at least be a product. We have been asleep for 18 months, and Jamaica, still under a curfew. Barbados, well, not the other night anyway, while they was turning into a republic, still under a curfew. Who else is under the curfew? Trinidad and Tobago, still under the curfew. God has smiled on the Bahamas yet again. And for whatever the reason, despite the most ad hoc handling of the pandemic in the history of mankind, we are at a position where our medical facility isn't so overrun that we need to have a curfew in place. And after all this time, we've built no product. And so I say fire the entire department of culture. Not the minister, not the ministry. If there's a department, let's fire all of them. Because I don't know what the plan is. And that's basic to me. And you can't tell me that you're interested in the orange economy. And if you're just tuning in, this is what I'm going to be talking about during the month of December. I want as many, if you know artists, musicians, that kind of stuff, Wednesday and Friday, the month of December, I'm going to do this. I want to talk to people that have broken into the international arena. Wendy, if you're listening, that means I'm coming to see you soon. Because those people are making their rounds throughout the Caribbean and making their rounds throughout Canada. And of course, you know, Dyson is doing his thing in America, in the Americas. But how much effort does it take from we, as a small nation, using the engine of state to drive some of these things? Because, of course, there are the millionaires and billionaires among our population. But the truth of the matter is, this is a kisses go by favor kind of population. And if these people don't know you, they don't call you. That's basic. Maybe there needs to be something that is a bit more structured, a bit more tailored. All right, that's how I feel about it. Let's talk about it. 3236232325, 4316325. Now, and the BLB can't just continue to splash the word orange economy against the wall like mortar on a brick. You know, how are you going to fix the economy? Plap, orange economy. What are you going to do about global warming? Plap, orange economy. How do you feel about little children in Africa not being able to find staples? Plap, orange economy. That cannot be the Band-Aid answer, all right? Especially if you do not formulate a plan. What will the development, what will the sustenance, what will the forward movement of an orange economy in the Bahamas look like? When my son says to me, like he has said, oh, daddy, I think I want to be a vlogger. Can I tell you, I almost fainted, right? Because I was paying school fee for the boy. He tell me some nonsense, but being a vlogger, my heart stopped. I said, you want to do a what? You know your daddy paying school fee, right? And you know we ain't Kelly's or nothing like that. Like we this school fee, you know, this school fee don't come easy. But I had to swallow that. But when my son says that he wants to be a vlogger, is there some route to getting that done? Who does he associate himself with? Is there, I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it. Let's talk. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, Carly, you're on. Carly, you there? Let's take the next one. Good morning, Carly, you're on. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Levan. I'm on the side of the street. Here is my idea, and I know you're pretty good with shooting holes into ideas and also assistance. This is my sense.
Mm-hmm.
The tourists that are on the boat and overnight here,
mm-hmm.
even those that have not overnighted or, you know, don't overnight,
mm-hmm.
maybe our Ministry of Tourism can reach out and work out some kind of deal, whereas they at least mention to the tourist on the boat, we're going to charge you, or the Bahamian people or the government is going to charge you $5 per head, and they're going to bring you to the National Stadium where you will be exposed to the Bahamian canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you're going to have 7 nights in the week. You're going to have, for example, the top 7 groups. You're going to have number one, which is, you know, number one group on Bishu, which is Music Makers. But anyway.
What's happening there?
But secondly, you're going to have, let's say, for example, you have Bali, Saxon, One Family, Roots, the works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Each night you're going to have one group, you know, let's say maybe 50 people from each of the groups.
Mm-hmm.
This, I'm talking between now until January, for example,
mm-hmm.
as long as the cruise ships are in harbor. You're going to bring them off the cruise ship. They're going to charge everybody $5 a head. The jitneys, the taxis, Bahamas Experience, and whomever else are going to go to line up along the Prince George Wharf, bring the people off the boat, take them to the stadium. They're going to experience junk canoe. They're going to experience maybe a fire dancer, a limbo dancer. That's
mm-hmm.
it for that night.
Mm-hmm.
All the people are going to eat early, let's say maybe 7 o'clock, maybe 6 o'clock because, you know, 5 o'clock it is dark.
Mm-hmm.
For that 1 hour, we know when the cruise ships leave here, they travel for about maybe 1 or 2 knots out in the sea so they can arrive to their next destination. They don't mind staying that extra hour or two here in Nassau if they have something to, you know, to give, if we as Bahamians have something to give to the tourists. Our Ministry of Tourism can reach out and work that out. The $5 is going to be $1 for the jitneys or for the taxis or whomever per head.
Mm-hmm.
$1 is going to be for entrance into the, you know, the fee for the upkeep of the stadium and da-da-da. Number three, $1 is going to go towards the participants for that night. Let's say the 50 or maybe the 100 people from the various groups.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to worry about COVID being spread, et cetera, because
people are coming off of the ship.
Thank you, because that's only for them, and they are already vaccinated. And aside from that, if they're concerned, the stadium is big enough to space them out.
Mm-hmm.
Each night you're going to have each group, and the taxis, when you jump on the jitney, you pay $1.25 anyway. Don't you think the jitneys, instead of during the night not having anything to do, would mind?
Well, I can't say that your idea is a bad one. I appreciate that, Carla. I think your idea is a pretty decent one. But again, it would require some direction and some thought and some planning. And I'd be happening down at the Department of Culture. And, you know, people always say to me, leaving everything is fire people. I feel like you don't get nothing done until you fire people. You know, I learned this from Mr. Clifford Scavallo. If you get there and the fella that was supposed to be in charge, acting like he ain't in charge, fire him. Put the next man in place. This is basic. We don't have all day to figure this out. Yeah, who's in charge here? Yeah, you're fired. Next man. That is how it kind of works. And give them whatever benefits they need just to get them from around you. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Good morning.
Hi.
Reuben?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing today?
I feel great.
Yeah, you sound like you're coming on strong. You sound pretty strong. You had some bush medicine and stuff like that.
Man, I'm doing my best.
Mm-hmm. First of all, before I get to my point, was your father Mr. Leonard Miller, the taxi driver?
No, ma'am. I had an uncle named Leonard. My grammy got 14 sons, so I had an uncle named Leonard.
Your daddy never used to live in South Beach?
My daddy lived in South Beach, yes.
He was a slim man. He never used to drive taxi.
No, my daddy drove jitneys.
Jitney. Okay,
yes.
Anyhow, we'll move on.
Okay.
It's a nice gentleman, and you remind me of him, and he was a very, very nice, hospitable person in the tourism industry many years ago.
Okay.
As a former employee of the Ministry of Tourism,
mm-hmm.
and being there when the Junkanoo Summer Festivals, we had to work those, and, I mean, we go home like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the above, I don't think that I can really add any more to what you would have expressed.
Mm-hmm.
I think Candy was on to something the other day, you know, Miss Junkanoo herself, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think we just need to move forward. I think the Minister of Culture needs to really get involved with this. I think that they have something good that is going to be going on. And we need to do this. We need to go back to the old days. We even need to go to Araki with the Junkanoo, like how we used to do. The
mm-hmm.
Ministry of Tourism, we used to take it to Araki, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so with the Araki aspect of it, as well as the stadium, like the gentleman spoke about, man, listen here, we can't lose. Even bring it into the community.
Yeah. And so I think, again, my thought is we have developed this amazing outdoor plaza concept in the Bahamas. Like Southwest Plaza is an outdoor mall.
Yes.
Seagraves Plaza is an outdoor mall, right? Like,
yes.
There must be something we can do with these spaces because they're massive open spaces, right?
Absolutely.
And all Junkanoo requires is space. And if you don't put all the groups together, if you just put like one group here, you could turn this into a wonderful weekend
Absolutely.
Extravaganza where you stretch the people across the island. And but you've got to think
that
about
is the
it.
Box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate
so
it,
let's man. We can keep pushing this, Levon, and we can get it done by the grace of God.
I tell
okay?
you, like they say in the Church of God, you keep on the firing line, you hear?
Praise the Lord.
All right. Bless
okay.
the Lord. Let's read a couple of these text messages. This one here says, have a Bahamian show on the cruise ship. This one here says, Brother Miller, Junkanoo Christmas Festival at Queen Elizabeth Sports Center will be great for social distancing if well planned. Let's do something with crowd control from Grand Bahama. Or here's a really good idea, right? We got three big city, Abaco break up and still need some help. Let's have Junkanoo in the north. So we could do one little something here. And you remember the Feel the Rush and Jash Rush thing we do in 2000 and what was that, three? One in Abaco, one in Grand Bahama. Let's think about the economic stimulation. You ain't got to worry about renting place, a million empty place in Grand Bahama. All they need is people to rent them. Junkanoo weekend. And you care to people at Grand Bahama, you barge them, right? The government could tell the people who own the boat, listen, we can give you something. Put the costumes on. One big something in Grand Bahama. And we can move away from this whole Boxing Day and New Year's Day nonsense. I don't think we need to do that, right? And it ain't have to be about no bragging rights because the Valley Boys already retired from Junkanoo, so there's nothing to brag about. And you still tell the Valley, you all go there. And what it does is people that are looking for a reason to travel this Christmas, no, man, I never been to Grand Bahama. And the cruise is bring me through there anyhow. I can stop in Grand Bahama or I just connect to Grand Bahama anyhow. And you kind of pull off something big. Let's take another phone call. Come on and call. You're on.
A pleasant. Hello.
Hey, Sparky.
A pleasant. Good morning, Mr. Miller.
How are you?
I hear you say something with the Valley voice.
They retire.
Now, let me tell you something. I took the first bond in 1958,
mm-hmm.
and I ain't retired yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think I missed one Junkanoo.
They mightn't send you the memos, Baki.
I did. You mean Brian might have retired.
Okay.
Brian, not the Rocky Boys.
Okay.
That's only one man. It's plenty of V.
No problem.
And you was one too.
I was a Valley Boy.
And you ain't retired. You're just waiting for them to do something on Bay Street or whatever they do it.
If they shake when Bello there in the parking lot, I end the show and go outside.
I just don't hear it ring.
Mm-hmm.
But like I was saying, since you mentioned junk and I was coming on to something else, but I don't want to be detour from what I was saying. Now that we're talking about junk, and I want to inform you that we just lost two giants of Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Juju Johnson from the Saxons,
mm-hmm.
been there umpteen years, a foreign-trained fashion designer and a tailor, extraordinaire. And Mr. Sammy Chisholm, an old-time baseball player from out on the western port of Jellicoe Falls, Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
played baseball and cricket also, Ron Hensel and Lindsay Park. Played baseball down at the Queen Elizabeth Sports Center, lived in Imperial Park, was a Valley Boy from the original set that went down Bay Street in 1958. Sammy Chisholm has passed away also. All of this happened in the last 2 days. I was informed by Words last night about Juju, Mr. Juju, and I was informed by some guys up in Fox Hill about Sammy. Just the night before.
Mm-hmm.
May the souls of the dearly departed rest in peace. And these are some of the people who I call giants of Junkanoo that were never honored by the Junkanoo Committee, by the Ministry of Tourism or so forth. And to me, what is so sad is I see some funny name people who just come out of mummy womb getting honored around here because somebody know them or there's some family member or belong to some political party getting honored. And some of the old goats, like even myself, haven't been honored yet. It's not like if you're a friend to somebody, you don't get your just reward. And I'm begging for nothing because it don't make no sense for me. Because I tell you the truth, if Junkanoo left now, you can see Sparky on Bay.
I know how you go, Sparky.
You know how I go. I could be on Bay if I had to walk down Bay Street by myself.
On your hand, you can.
You know me.
Appreciate you, Sparky.
I'm going to give this in my hand and you're like, gone, Bay.
I got to go to a break. Let's go to a break. 323-623-2323-254, 316-325-4259. I'm leaving Millet's Guardian Radio. I've got more show on the next side of the break.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Peace of mind. Hey. Find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And so, welcome back. Leave a militia, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I actually wanted to come back with this thing. Outside of Junkanoo, there's also some interesting stuff happening in politics. I want to say this, Dr. Michael Davil. Dr. Michael Davil, Hubert Bidis is a man 6'2", with a reach of about 6 foot or thereabout. And he look at, he got a decent right close. I don't want y'all to play with that shit though. And the man say, he don't play Ryan. He grew up in being in Grandstand. Don't fool with that. You from Freeport. I don't know Freeport fellas that could fight. Being down fellas on that hand could fight real good. Let's hear a little clip before we get back to the conversation. I just was here. I want y'all to hear the clip. Because I see y'all try to kill the speaker. And I want to tell y'all, I still on the speaker side. I think the speaker is quite appropriate in her ruling. I think she was quite appropriate with the dressing down of the members of parliament, especially if you carry on like that, right? Y'all look like next thing to be chair throwing. But that's healthy democracy, and so I appreciate that. Let me play the clip from Dr. Minnis and Dr. Dabble. Two doctors. One light-skinned one, and then the other one is, what is it? A darky? I love the Bahamas. In the House of Assembly yesterday. Let's go for it.
You asked me, or you instructed me?
No, I must be completed with the loan.
You don't have to complete nothing. I ride on a point of order.
You stop.
Sit down, man. I rise on a point of order.
You telling who sit down?
Because
come here, members, honorable members. Honorable members? Honorable members.
And so when I heard that, right, I tell you, I see things, my brain thinks about it very colorful, right? The speaker had to get up on her feet yesterday, and instantly when she get up, this is the song that I heard playing in my head, because y'all look like, Dr. Minnis, you look like you think your head bad, and Michael Davil, we ain't sure, we checking on yours. But I want the speaker ain't come here to play with y'all. This is what I heard in my head.
Big fight in Ben Town. Somebody tripped Mary down. And everybody know Mary don't take no mess. She roll until she find a tree. Struggle up on a busted knee. Tuck away her queen size cotton dress. Who did her wrong? She did not know. But somebody start laughing. So Mary starts swinging left and right. Mary just one gal, that's true, but she big enough to be a zoo, and it's a sin what she would do in a barroom fight. You better run, couple gonna run, run, run.
The speaker say, if anybody fighting anybody in here, y'all come fight me. Michael Davis say, you ain't gotta fight, I ain't scared of you, but you ain't gotta fight me, man. Minister, you didn't get to display anybody. You see the size of my hand, and I want you to, Hubert Minnis have one of the biggest hand I've ever seen in my life, right? I've never seen a human with hands that's, Hubert Minnis could slap the whole side of your face. You realize that, right? Like literally if he slap you, piece of the slap will go in your eye. That's the kind of slap that'll be. So Michael Davil have a little head. I don't want him to play with this. This could be, this might be treacherous. I know Michael Davil, I like you. You're doing well over there in the Ministry of Health, bad for God's sake. Please, don't fool with that, all right? So let's go back to this. Again, it'll kind of go away. I think they've not been brilliant in their execution or planning on the way forward outside of the pandemic. And also, is it only me that realizes that today marks the end of hurricane season? Man, ain't the Lord all right with me? The Lord is all right. Let's read a couple more of these text messages. I dislike that stuff too, Levin. I like the Christmas time, but I hate the unnecessary painting and shuffling and the crowds every Christ place you go. But who is B. Carolyn, though? Where do they do that at? Man, the church. My church is sending people under my window, and they must be scared, you know. I tell you, me, Smith, Weston, and sometime Ramington live in here. And they send the people under my window 4 o'clock in the morning to sing, oh, holy night. You all better start singing from the corner, because I might lose it. This is this morning, Miller. Please work on getting us online shoppers the $500 exemption. I think it's unfair that only Bahamians who can afford to buy a plane ticket can get it. All of us are taxpayers, so every Bahamian, rich or poor, should get the exemption for any imports, not just who can afford to buy a plane ticket. Okay. What I wish... Like, I wish we could just move the whole customs clearance from all airports. I don't understand what is the purpose. I come, listen, when I buy my ticket, never on Bahamas Air ever. If you see me on Bahamas Air, you know that I am under there. I am on that plane under duress. Please rescue me. But whenever I buy my plane ticket to go on a plane, right? Again, never on Bahamas Air. I heard about the travesty with Boa Bacardi. That one should know better. But I just buy my ticket with lying to the customs gal in my head. I say, okay, the ticket costs $388. I'm going to spend X amount of dollars. They can give me two free bag. I plan to don't carry no bag. So I can just wear all the clothes I got. So we ain't got to put the clothes on the receipt thing. I plan to lie. From I buy the ticket, I plan to lie. Why put me through that? Why put me? I'm not telling you about my wonderful cell phone and tablet I buy while I was in America. Not the one I use in my honey. Oh, absolutely not. I come to lie. So let's just waive this whole customs clearance at all airports. And then that way we could save some government expenditure. All right? All right. This one here says, Mr. Miller, I just want to say that you are a perfect fit. You're so kind. I think you're very kind, text writer. I'm not going to read this on air, though. This is this great show's usual question. Could you ask Glenys, while she's acting PM, if she could add another holiday in November to cut the span of no holidays between October and December? Great show's usual. What is it with going to the graveyard with the PLB? Because it seems, it sounds like borderline witchcraft. I you know, it gives me witchcrafty vibes as well. Good morning, Levin. I'd like to ask a question. Did Jesus actually born December 25th? I ain't getting in that. The people tell me that's Jesus' birthday. Jesus ain't never tell me nothing different. I agree with that. All right? If Jesus didn't want that to be birthday, Jesus would have called me and said, Levin, don't mind these people, yeah? My birthday in June. But so as far as I know, Levin's birthday on the 23rd, Jesus' birthday on the 25th. Okay? Perfect. Totally agree with you about the Junkanoo thing. Something needs to happen. Good morning. Since it's open line, ask the government, when are they going to make the workers who's been working from 2013 permanent almost 10 years later and still waiting? Yes, I'm one of those people. Didn't Brenzo Rule just make a fistful of y'all permanent the other day? You wasn't in that rush? Maybe you should apply. Apply to Pia Glover Rule, who is the Minister of Public Service. She looks like she's doing a yeoman's task down there. And she's probably going to see if she could swiftly, because I see she's created a 10-point plan for your transition to the public service these days. Let's see if she can get you in maybe at step four since you're already inside. This one here says, there was a celebrity in town. If anyone from tourism reached out to her to get some exposure. You know what else would be a really cool idea? I believe we should just start like paying celebrities to come like brand ambassador for us, right? So like pay a celebrity to come to our function and we use their social media to generate like, you know, to generate hits and contacts and that kind of stuff. So let the Bahamas government, when y'all have summer festival this year, Junkanoo Summer Festival, right? You know, Rihanna just get a new ambassador thing. What it is, the Right Excellency, right? Can I say that was a delightfully delightful dress? I want to say your Right Excellency-ness, that is the best brown dress I ever see in all of my life. They don't even make brown dress like that over here. That was a wonderful dress, all right? And so you get her, and you invite her to come. And while the Junkanoo group doing the Junkanoo and thing, she could sing, oh, mama, mama, mama. You can imagine the Valley Boys in the background playing, da 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 da. That would be so delightful. The whole world watching her right now, you know. She from Barbados, we ain't care. We only want the people. We ain't care. Come to the Bahamas. The Junkanoo Festival with us, we could pay you, we could put you in one of these hotel rides, yeah, give you one of them taxi speed drivers, and boom, millions of tourists, millions of advertising dollars saved. All right. Morning, how can the government now say that they will determine if the carnival will be able to operate and they're already here? I say that all the applications are in for review for approval, so you're telling me that they came without anyone knowing? This story isn't adding up. Vloggers make lots of money. I follow some who have or are building huge houses, buying nice cars, and taking frequent trips, all because of vlogging. No. I had to go and adjust my position after my son told me he wanted to be a vlogger, and I fainted, right? Because I was paying school fee. I was paying school fee. And, you know, in the Bahamas, it is a cardinal sin for you to not want what we, air quotations, call have a real job if I pay school fee for you, right? Like, that was one of the things my mommy always tell me, boy, I pay in the school fee. You better figure this out. Okay. So I was paying school fee for my son. He told me, Daddy, I think I want to be a vlogger. I fainted, right? And then after, the Holy Spirit brought me back too, because I felt I was in a state of comatose almost. I said, you know, let me go and at least check out what vloggers make. And then I learned that they can make up to $250,000 a year. I tell him, boy, I want you to start vlogging today. Find something to vlog about anything. I don't care. And so I'm now actively assisting him in his desire to be a vlogger. I just also, we don't have vloggers in my family though. People in my families be mason, fisherman, mechanic, vlogging. We don't do that kind of stuff where I'm from. Morning, Levin. I always wondered why Sidney Poitier, an accomplished actor and director, a Bahamian, never came to the Bahamas to train Bahamians in the film industry, in acting and directing. I don't know. Maybe we never invited him. You know, that was with Myers Munroe. Say, Myers Munroe said, he ain't never helped you all with the problem because you all ain't nobody never invite him. Maybe we just need to make a phone call. Brother Miller, Jongkanoo Christmas Festival. I read that already. Great show, Brother Miller. Our culture is rich, so Jongkanoo Festival on all these islands will be a great, will be great. Grand Bahama, Bimini, Abaco. Bimini's too small. Abaco, Nassau, Eleuthera, Exuma, Long Island, and San Salvador. We can wake this culture again, and the people are ready. This is from Ruby Stubbs in Freeport. Hello, Ruby Stubbs in Freeport. You can call me, you know, 323-623-2354-316-325-4259. Y'all say I say it too fast. Let me say it again. 323-623-2354-316-325-4259. Levin, what manner of thing we talking about? Like have we not learned our lesson in tourism? It will save us in the blue, green, or orange economy if we are not talking farming and fishing for great export, manufacturing to make products, canned and bottled byproducts, poultry farming, what does it say? Meat and eggs consumed in this country, etc. If we don't reduce our consumer import, $1 billion bill for renewable energy, we spitting in the wind. I partially agree with you. I will say this. I think we could just, BAIC need to just locate all fruit-bearing trees in, let's start with Nassau place, and create a sovereign wealth fund, and pay you for having fruit-bearing trees in your yard. I just cut down a whole mango tree out of my yard, because the only thing they're doing is costing the time I eat my house. But if the government of the Bahamas wanted to pay me $150 a month for having this tree, man, I build a fence around it and all. And you wouldn't want to see me chasing off the stick-throwing fellas. When you want mango, go by BAIC, because these mangoes belong to the ground. Let's take this phone call, Ali. Yep, it's not there. Give me a call back. Man, leaving, you got me hollering this morning. Say, Daki, you mean... That's what the woman called them, Dakis. You forget it. Don't act like y'all forget. Have you ever in your adult life considered stand-up comedy as a side hustle? No, I have never considered comedy. I'll tell you why. Most times I say things, people laugh. I mean, I telling a joke. That means you laughing. I just telling you what I take. Let's take this phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? Morning, caller. You're on.
Oh, yeah. I can hear you now. Good morning, sir. Very well. Very well. Just enjoying your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking at a trend here with the, how do you pronounce the name? Motley.
Mia Motley, yeah.
Mia Motley and Glenys Anna Martin.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just continue this trend, I see Glenys. What do you think, Glenys Anna Martin for like Prime Minister of the Bahamas?
I don't know. Glenys is what, 63 now, 64. I think she may not make the window. You know what I mean?
There will soon
be calls for younger women, and because she's tarried in Jerusalem so long, she may just not because she is incapable or apt, but because she is, you know.
Okay.
Not new-aged.
I just thought, well, that'd be nice, because I really like, I'm kind of inspired by the little bit of fire I see coming out of her.
Well, she's definitely going in the direction of the world. You know, the whole world want women and young people to be in charge of everything now. Right? And if you are a man, you should just go somewhere and shrivel up and die.
No, we should listen to the women.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. That's important.
I with you.
Follow your ma. Follow your ma.
Well, only one ma I got.
Well, that's the only
she never lets me forget it.
That's the one who could only die for you.
Appreciate it, caller. Let me see if I get a couple more of these text messages in. This one here says, good morning, Levin. Spice Dance, all BTC commercial is crazy to me. Is this still the Bahamas? Well, BTC isn't a Bahamian company. Remember, they powered by something else. And don't forget, their CEO was Jamaican just the other day. We need to promote our Jongkanoo. That's the problem. Now bringing in foreign talent when we have it here. They come for our culture. You can see our foreign talent anywhere promote Bahamians. Yeah, but do our Bahamian talent have 1.5 million people on their platform following every single word that drops from their lips? No, I say let's use that number. And could you imagine Rihanna on a stage with, and I have a bias, with a Wendy Lewis, and Wendy Lewis playing her, I am who I am, bigger than a Gucci bag. Imagine Rihanna and Wendy on a stage playing that Tijonkunu music in the background. Huh? Girl, step up and get it. This will be big. This will be... Imagine what it will do for Wendy. All right, let's take this last call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
You know, you made me laugh when you said, why shouldn't he put them on the camera and turn it back to him? I want to read his book, A Lot of Reminders. He brought all the black actors home for some of the movies he did. And they got the movie, and the white martial outfit, him, and Martin Lawrence, and Castle, and Shadow, and walk out. That was a book. And it was divine. But look at the overthrow, the crafts are lost.
Robert, this phone is terrible. Call me back. That phone. I can't hear you in my headphones, so I know the people can't understand you on radio. This one here says, I think you may be a very good vlogger too. Well, maybe. I don't know. But I fainted when my son wanted to be a vlogger. Why are you a vlog, boy? And I pay in school. What's wrong with your head? And then I Googled what they make. My women, and I believe in women empowerment, but that video is a clear example of why women should not be in politics. Because they're emotional creatures by nature. I think her ruling was flawed, though. I don't think her pronouncement was flawed. I think she realizes that there have been some slack practices that have been allowed, right? And in the absence of law, the common practice becomes the accepted law. So she has decided that that's enough of that in here, full stop. And she has every right to do so. And you could tell she's not going down the wrong pathway. If you remember, I interviewed her 2 weeks ago. She says her clerk is somebody that she goes to and reaches into very often for counsel. Look at the facial expressions of the clerk at the house. He's like, I tell y'all, I just could get rid of y'all in these bunches of elbow log type. You tell them, Madam Speaker. That's how he looks. Vlogger could be considered the modern-day version of a journalist. Content is focused on what the people want to see. This one here says, will someone please buy Robert a new phone? Buy me one, too, because my phone freezing, y'all. Alive! I've been with y'all long, boy. You know, the only one sent me one phone. Just leaving. You know, leaving from Guardian? I think in the last 21 Ultra-ish. You know, nothing too heavy. But it ain't like I want to, like, you know, intergalactic space modulator. Mel, I wish a man was man enough or be a good transformative leader like to change Barbados into a republic. I'm not interested in that. Great show as usual. Since we want a lot of females in the House of Assembly, let's make sure, put this man in his fascination with migrants. Why? Or we could get Amber Rose. We could get Amber Rose. How that sound? Because I'm in love with Amber Rose. I don't care what you all bring her here for. You bring Amber Rose here for the opening of an envelope or a cream can, and I would show up. And we could just use her media platform and put a couple of our artists on stage with her. That's delightful. Leave me in charge of the good ideas. Anyway, that's my time. I got to go. I don't hear my music. Let's get out of here. I'm Lever Miller. It's Guardian Radio. Next update your station for fresh news and smart talk. There the music is. So don't go anywhere. They've got the news that happened.
When the glory comes, it will be ours.